हाँ एडिक्टेशन फॉर मे कार्निन, MAE CARNEY, डेट ऑफ सर्विस 9/25/2023, डेट ऑफ बर्थ इज 3/26/1993, डेट ऑफ एक्सीडेंट January 18, 2022. मे कार्नी प्रेजेंट्स विद ए हिस्ट्री ऑफ सीवियर लेबाइल मूड विद सीवियर डिप्रेशन, क्राइंग एपिसोड्स एंड ओवरऑल एंग्जाइटी एंड पैनिक फ्रॉम द इवेंट्स ऑफ द एक्सीडेंट्स. ऑल्दो शी डजंट नो व्हाट एल्स इज एडिंग टू दिस सिम्टम्स, शी डज रिपोर्ट पेन इन द नेक as well as into the lower back. Lower back pain is reported to be around 8, neck pain is around 5, and it does shoot down into the posterior part of the leg as S1, S2 nerve distribution and L5 nerve distribution. She reported that she is seeing a neurologist for her TBI and she is getting medication. Her appointment is next week with Dr. Blair Gross, BLAIRGROSE, and she is seeing Dr. Ventos as a psychiatrist, and she has not been started with the medication and the appointment is soon, in a week time. She's also doing counseling through the Triton Neuropsych group, and she's on Flexeril, which is helping her. She's able to continue her regular job, which is a light duty. Pain level is between 5 to 8. ADLs are affected 8. 30% improvement overall is listed by the patient. Please review the chart for the ADLs, for the system review, and also for the additional history, substance abuse, and compliance history. The patient allegedly is taking marijuana for additional help, and she does report some weakness of the left leg. No history of any fall because of that. Her sleep is affected, and she has seen Dr. Ramakrishna, who has advised a non-surgical treatment for her. In the MRI, there was a finding of herniated disc at C4-5 and C5-6. In the lumbar spine, there was a finding of a bulging disc from L1, L2, L2-3, L4, L5, L5-S1, compressing the thecal sac. The patient was informed about the role of epidural injections to help with the steroid, and also stretching, yoga, and at length discussion was held along with the role of the psychiatrist and our limitation in her mood issues. Physical examination reveals blood pressure of 120/83, pulse 93, pulse ox is 98, and the rest of the exam will be the same from previous visits, which is 8/30/2023, dictation number is 0831-035. The plan is to have the patient continue seeing a neurologist, a psychiatrist, neuropsych, counseling with a social worker and all other related people to help her in the TBI, memory issues, headache issues, forgetfulness, and mood issues. She has been advised about the lumbar epidural injection times 4 and 1 or 2 injection of cervical epidural that she has refused and has not consented. She doesn't want those injections. And she also has not done her EMG as of yet. And it appears that Dr. Ramakrishna, who is a spine surgeon, doesn't want to do surgery for her cervical spine at this time. The patient has the only choice is to try injection treatment. Other than that, we reviewed the maps and labs, and the patient is provided to continue on her compounding cream, to continue on her Photolux modulation device. Physical therapy will continue 2 times per week. with traction massage at the affected areas. You can do yoga, stretching of the spine at home. Light duty job, 7 hours, 6 days for 10 pound limitation provided. Case worker is continuing to enter, which is also approved. Acupuncture, chiropractic care is also approved for her, if she likes to continue those. The patient can be seen earlier, but we will hope to see her after 30 days. And patient is not big on the medications. She doesn't want any NSAID or any stronger pain medication at this time. She has no other questions to ask us. In our exam, there was an involvement of SI joint. She also doesn't want the injection to that either. Thank you.